Dylan Brown McManagher, many congratulations, champion apprentice. Good ring to it.
Yeah, it's very good. I've had an unbelievable year, and just to top it off with champion apprentice is very special.
I suppose when you started out your career as a jockey, you know, aspirations, what were they?
Well, first of all is to get off and get your first winner. That came fairly quick, and then after that you just have to build up as many contacts as you can, and down the line you'd love to be champion jockey someday, but the first step is champion apprentice first of all, and then you can look forward to bigger expectations in the future, but to be champion jockey someday would be definitely a dream come true.
Definitely you've grown into your frame quite a bit since that famous YouTube clip on Up on the Beach. How many years ago was that when you were captured pony racing?
I was 12 back then, and I'm 18 now, so 6 years ago, so it's definitely big changes since then, but I've gained loads of experience from them days, pony racing and up and down the beach and around little fields and all, and you definitely learn your roots and around ponies and stuff, and I got great support when I was pony racing as well, but so many different people, my uncle and Adrian and Hugh and my whole family, mum and dad, my sister, all my aunties and uncles, cousins, everyone. I've got loads of support off so many people, and there's too many to thank, but they all know who they are.
And going back to your pony racing days, what is it that you learn, and whereabouts did you learn your trade? Like everybody would know about the Dingle Derby, but is it relatively widespread up the western side of the country?
It is. Getting to meet new people, being able to talk to different trainers and owners and stuff, getting used to different horses, getting horses balanced, whatnot, being able to push them, hit them, everything, it all adds up, and when you come onto the track then it's definitely a big advantage coming on for your first ride. At least you know what's going to happen. It's obviously a big step up and it's big changes, and you start off at the basics again, but it's really good to have behind you just to know where to get you kick started. At least you have a bit of a posse and you might look okay in a race with all the good jockeys, and but it's definitely a massive help.
And when was it that it was decided that you were going to join Joseph, and how did that come about?
I was down there on my midterm break for a week or two, I think it was, and then I started going down every weekend after school. I finished school in my last year or two of school. I was going down every weekend up and down to Kilkenny. It was long hours in the car and stuff, but thanks again to my dad and my uncles and mum, and they were driving me up and down the country every weekend, and there was never any questions about it. It was just go and do it, and then it went from there really. We built up a contact and I signed on to him, and it hasn't stopped since.
And what is the one thing over the course of the last number of years that has stood out to you in terms of maybe he may have taken you aside one day, or has he changed the way you ride or your technique?
It's very straightforward. As you go along, you gain experience, you learn every day, and you just have to take everything in that you're told and just try and keep improving. But he's very, very straightforward. He's easy to work for. You do your job and you ride at your best every day if you can, and that's the way it is. It's racing, you make mistakes and you learn from them, but you also have good days and bad days, but that's all part and parcel. You just have to keep the head down and keep looking forward.
And the fact that he has so many riders, but he has an army of horses as well, plenty of rides to go round. But I suppose from your own point of view, it's good to have inward competition. Shane Cross is there, Mikey Sheehy is there, yourself, Declan McDonough. There's plenty of competition for those races, and it keeps the four of you and anybody else that's coming through on your toes.
Exactly. There's plenty of horses down there, which is very good, and he seems to equal it out really well, and he gives us all loads of opportunities, and you just have to take them when you get them, because there's definitely going to be someone behind you to take them if you're not there to take it when you get it. But it's great, we help each other along, and you definitely learn loads from the likes of Shane and Declan, and Mikey's very good as well, and we support each other, and it's very straightforward. We're all a big team, and just delighted. All four of us have had a great year, so it just shows you the level of horses that's in there and how good Joseph is and the whole team. But it's a massive team behind the scenes down there that not everyone sees what goes on in the track, but it's unbelievable.
And Baron Semedy was obviously your first group winner. Is there one winner or one ride this year that you got a huge amount of satisfaction out of, leaving him aside?
Well, if you left him aside, he was definitely the highlight. Going to Royal Ascot, I was third in on Messiador in Royal Ascot, which was a massive experience. I was over there 2 days actually, and the things you learn over there, riding against the best riders in the biggest stages, it's unbelievable. And without Joseph again, sending me over there, it's very, very good of him. And then Baron Zambit, he's obviously won plenty of races, and I got to rode him in the Ledger, Group 1, and one of the biggest days of the year. You can't ask for much better than that.
And obviously we're going to be riding away here for the next month, 2 days a week in Dundalk for November. Then it's back to 1 day a week. Is there going to be a little bit of time out, and are you going to check out and take a bit of time out?
I'll keep the head down anyway and keep working away, and I'll see what Joseph and Kevin wants to do over the winter with me. Maybe I might go away for a couple of weeks out foreign somewhere or something, and do a bit of track work and gain a bit of experience. But I'll see. We'll take every day by day for now, but maybe I might look into something like that very soon.
And in terms of other sports and other activities and other interests, what are those, and is it the case of racing 24/7?
Yeah, we're very busy, especially this year. The flat car has been back to normal. It's racing nearly every day, and when you're not racing, there's plenty to do at home with young horses doing stalls and whatnot, and keeping yourself fit and motivated. But you just have to 100% vision in the racing game the whole time. But during the winter now, it'll be good to have a few days off during the week and go and do different activities and definitely keep the head right and get to enjoy yourself a bit.
And finally, you've stretched out a little bit and you've grown a little bit this year. How is your weight, and looking ahead to next year, has it stabilised, and what's it like at the minute?
Yeah, it's very good at the minute. I can't complain. I'm able to do in around 880, 89 every day if I wanted. So it's fairly good at the minute, and hopefully it levels off now during the winter, but I've no worries about it, and it should be all good.
Well, you see Luke McAteer and Oisín Óra now yourself. It's a bit of a hotbed of racing, Donegal, at the minute. There's a lot of people up there very, very proud of you. It's been a real pleasure to watch your progression throughout the season. You're a very grounded young man, and many congratulations to your parents, and everybody up in Donegal will be very, very proud of you. Well done.
Thank you very much.